Tweet us at Checkpoint RNZ about whether you think that's achievable, why or why not. Backroom deals, mud slinging and calls for contenders to drop out. Just another day in the race to the Auckland mayoral chains. The most outspoken candidate, Leo Molloy, has bowed out. And now there's a scrap on the centre-right over who's got the best chance to win. Mohammed Alafishat reports.
22 people have thrown their hat in the ring to be mayor of the Auckland Super City. But the race proper appears to be between just three of them. On the left, endorsed by Labour, current councillor Efeso Collins. In the blue corner, former Far North Mayor Wayne Brown and former head of Heart of the City, Viv Beck.
We've got a big job to do here, and yes, it's a tough one, but I've put my name forward for that role and I'm up for the challenge to be the ultimate champion for Auckland.
Viv Beck's trailing Wayne Brown in the most recent poll. She's gone from 20% in June to 12.5% in Friday's Courier poll. That's led former Mayor John Banks to call for her to quit the race and free it up for Wayne Brown. In a text to RNZ, he said Auckland doesn't need another Labour mayor once Phil Goff leaves office. But Viv Beck is in it to win it and says voters will ultimately choose.
Well, I don't think much of it really. I'm hearing quite a lot of people telling me that they're a bit tired of the stale old boys club.
Leo Molloy, the self-described hospo legend, dropped out of the race on Friday and in the process took a swipe at other main contenders.
I mean, look at Viv, what's she been? She's been New Zealand Post and MFAT with John Allen. Then she went to rip the heart out of the city. That hasn't gone so well. Wayne Brown at least has a wee bit on his CV to say that I've been there, done that. Efeso's been on the umbilical cord of life for his entire working career. Has he worked?
Now, Molloy's reportedly in talks with Beck's camp about a possible endorsement from him, now that he's out of the race. But the former Far North Mayor Wayne Brown says Miss Beck has no chance.
She can't win from there, and she hasn't got a good track record with the CBD either. So, as far as we're concerned, it's a two-horse race. It's up to me to stop Efeso's ill-advised spending.
He says Efeso Collins, a Monaco ward councillor, isn't the man for the job either.
Well, he wants to have everything free, but nothing's free. Somebody else has to pay for it. And the council's finances are in a mess, and he's been on the council. You know, they're talking about reaching their debt ceilings. If you're talking about your debt ceilings, then you're in deep trouble. It's like counting the life jackets just before the boat sinks.
Efeso Collins says the Auckland campaign has been distracted by what he describes as a whole lot of noise.
I just want to be clear that I'm in the race, and for me, this is about what I present to Aucklanders. And you know, other people have joined the race, have withdrawn from the race, and that's their business. They make those decisions as they believe is best for them and their campaign.
Mr. Collins believes it's going to be close.
I'm excited I'm in the race. I think what it says clearly is it's a tight race. It remains a tight race, even with a candidate pulling out. And it's important that I remain focused on meeting as many potential voters as possible and confirming that they agree with the vision I have for the city.
The final showdown for the mayoralty is looming, and only one will claim the seat for Auckland's top job.
It is 28 minutes to 6. Kia mau tonu mai. Stay with us.